We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Simin Shin Mem Hei, and the halachas of the Da'al Rishoyos, of the four domains of Shabbos, Siftei Zayin, is on Kof Tzadik Tes Min Aleph. It says in the Mechaber, Gag HaBoilet HaMachit Sabayis, a roof that sticks out on the walls of the house. Be'inin, in a way, She'ei Mechit Sabayis Nekoves, that the walls of the house are not recognizable, Lo'im El Gag, for one who's standing on the roof, because it's protruding over the walls. Have a Karmelis, that area is a Karmelis. Afilahu Gavoya Berochav Harpa, even if it's very high and wide. Bimchalim Pesuachalim Nabayis, now if there's a window open to it from the house, have a Kishosayachat, then it's like a private domain. When there's these ledges that are protruding from the wall, it's 4x4. It's a carmelis. Unless there's a window of the house open to them. Gag b'chulu, a roof that's sticking out over the walls of the house. Similar to how our roofs are. Siv katan samachay. Haboilet b'chulu, it's sticking out over the walls of the house. Hatam, meaning roofs go over the walls that when it drips down the water. So Tom, the reason is like this: the mashanas agag rishus yochad. This that the roof becomes a private domain. Hain b'shem that's because I mean we say good asik mechitzas hatachton islamalo. We see it protruding upwards, extending upwards the lower walls of the house upwards. These virtual walls. When it comes out, by smoke of the malam, but sudden, as if the house now is surrounded above the roof from all four sides. Now, that's not applicable. Only if the walls are recognizable by the one who's standing on the roof. Which is not the case, is when the roof covers over the walls, you can't extend upwards anymore because it's being blocked by the roof. Therefore, given the mechitz does not have partitions, it's not a private domain. Only within dollar amas, kishar karmelis, like all other karmelis. Siv katan samach vav. And even if it's very high and wide. Now, this is a brought later on. The in karmelis tevish rakadasara. That a karmelis is only up until 10 tefachim. And above this, it's a exempt area. Specifically, that's where a karmelis starts from a low down place. When a karmelis is from the ground, as I mean, the way say it doesn't capture its airspace rakadasara tefachim only up until 10 hand breaths. If a con over here. The shame, Carmelis Allah has a name for Carmelis and Nidmach Mashel Machitis Kishorish Zayachah because it doesn't have partitions like all other private domains. Chal Allah, shame Carmelis, it takes effect in the name of a Carmelis. Amshe Gibo Yes Masaman Arts, even though it's more than 10 Tvachim above the ground. Me, wherever the Pshit is obvious, Allah Gal Gufa, that on the roof itself, in the Tabor Shem Carmelis Alabiri, that you're right. It doesn't capture the name of a Carmelis on its airspace, Rak Adasar Tvachim, only up until 10 Tvachim from the roof, Kedibika, like the Allaha of open fields. My Bel Yabel Kedal Yabashim Fakri, Kapsak Shokan Arch. He picks on this ruling of the Shulchan Aruch. The Chenagrab Beyuri, he becomes Rishon Tzad. Don't go into his commentary. Means from many of the Rishon in the Pligal then said that they disagree on this halacha, which is Sharatina Samaches brings from Maskanas Haplesis. The Rambam, the Rashba, the Gitzmishon and Gimel that he brings, but they arrive from Simchon and Alf. That even the opinion of Mechaber is like this. And according to this, obviously that he retracted from that over the that he has over here, which says Mishbura. The Sabri and they hold the Chol Gavdi in all cases in Shayach Shem Kamlas Mal Masar. It's not applicable in the name of a Kamlas above 10 Tfachim. So to the protrusions, the ledges that I explained later on, Kam can indict in their opinions. Also, the Bechol Gav in all cases in Alim Shem Kamlas, it cannot have a name of Kamlas. Kim Shul Mal Masar. A roof is above 10 Tfachim on the ground, it can't have a Shem of Kamlas. For his Kim Ladin Imam, and he agrees to be on the ground with them. Not like the Mechaber. Sifkat Samach Zayin. And if there's a chaloin, a window pasuach loy, that's open up lagag to the roof, the efsul shamas al gog yavsham, that then you could utilize the roof through that window. Chayin there for next of kalagag, so therefore the whole roof is considered kechayrish shasiyachid, like the cracks, like the crevices of the shasiyachid. Siv cotton samaches b'chayin zizim chulu, so to ledges that stick out from the wall. Which someone means to say is avshem gevoyim lamal masar, even though it's above 10 tefachim, kivshein alim mechitzas vivim, since there's no walls around them, didn't kamasim has alach bekamasim, then masal anich meshas rabim, it's forbidden to place from meshas rabim, meshas yachim, from meshas yachim, alim on them, so because of mechtes, only if there's a window of a house, it's pesuch, that's open to them, doz nachshem mazizim, then the ledges, which many times you have a ledge by a window, then the ledges consider kachar meshas yachim, like the crevices of meshas yachim, and then it would have alach like meshas yachim.
Sif Yedzayin, Chayri Karmelis. The crevices of a karmelis, enim ke karmelis, they don't have a lacha like a karmelis, elim nidoin lifnei gavim rachman, rather they qualify according to their height and their width. It says Mishbrua, Siv Katan Ayin, Chari karmelis, what are these crevices of the karmelis? Ayin the Chari Mishakalabi karmelis, I mean, these crevices that are towards the karmelis, could go in, bias as samach lebika. For example, let's say you have a house near open fields. Yes, because you have in the wall of the house, there are cracks that open up to the open valley. It doesn't go through and through. The Lavachik said, "Nah, Tabachay Rishas Ziyachin." Then we consider as the crevices of Rishas Ziyachin. Because, like we said previously, Sivkot and Tess, Ayn Shem Mishmeru, look within Mishmeru. Sivkot Ayn Av. Rather, gets called for the Fikav and Berdachim according to the height and its width. I know that is the Imrachav and Marbalba. If it's 4x4 in its area, Begav Mishleish Tvachim Adasar, and its height is from 3 Tvachim till 10. Have a Karmel as a Karmelus. Vim Life Nah. Tabachay Rishas Ziyachin. It's an exempt area. Vivilin Gavayim in the Earth Lamal Masar, and even if it's above the ground, above 10 Tvachim. Nachalda, this is all because you govern Shalisha. It's at least 3 Tvachim high. Abapachim Shalisha, but less than 3 Tvachim high. Avshim bar Balba, even if it's not 4x4, yes, from the Din Kamelis has a Lucha Bekamelis. The Chashubim Kakarka Samachan Gedan is considered like the ground that it's near to, which is the Kamelis. Like we said previously, it was a Bekim, like a Bechar Rishas Ram, regarding the crevices that are open to Rishas Ram. Sifyut Ches. Gather Kamelis. How do you qualify a Kamelis? Shalay, hey, Pachas Mar Balba. It's not less than 4x4 Tvachim squared. Then it defesses the Lada. So it only captures the airspace up until 10 Tvachim. Ulam Al Masara have a Makab Torah, and above 10 Tvachim it's an exempt area. The Yamim and the seas and the Chalim and the streams, Mimayim Ashkinim, we measure from the water. Whatever takes from them from the surface of the water, Ad Asar Ba'aver, up until 10 Tvachim in the airspace, how a Kamelis has a Kamelis? Lamal Masaba Avar above 10 Tvachim in the airspace, have a makam tour is an exempt area. I go sudrama. Bar ho aimid bakarmalis when you have a pit in the karmalis, I feel umik me ama, even if it's 100 amas deep, have a karmalis, it's a karmalis, ilmkin rachab bar ball, unless it's 4x4. The makam tour bakarmalis, there's no makam tour in the karmalis commission, but samach like we can explain shortly. Says the Mishabur Siv cut and ayin base. Get the karmalis vachulu. It's lemon today. Is cloud din karmalis? What's a general rule regarding a karmalis? Sivkon ayin gimel. There shouldn't be less than 4x4. And in Tvesa B'chulu, it doesn't capture only up until 10 Tvachim. Da'kilu ba'mekulu Rishos Rabim. Mekulu Rishos Yachad, that is because we give it the leniencies of Rishos Rabim and leniencies of Rishos Yachad. Mekulu Rishos Rabim, what's the leniency of Rishos Rabim? The Tvesa Eila Adasar Tvachim. That only captures up until a height of 10 Tvachim. Okay, like I said previously, it's a bit base. V'lehavik Rishos Yachad, I mean, it's not like a private domain that goes up until the sky. Elba Sevei, like we said previously, in Sevei. Mekulu Rishos Yachad, the leniency of Rishos Yachad, it can't be less than 4x4 Tvachim squared, like I said previously, because of base. The Ma'amad Machzik Pachas said that if the beam holds less than this, we said, have a Makam Torah, it's an exempt area. Ultamei, like we'll see later on, Besivya Tess. Sivkot and Ayin Dalad. And Ulamal Masar Bechul, we said, above 10 Tvachim, it's a Makam Torah. It's a Makam Torah, it's a Makam Torah. If the beam, Ha'yir Rachav Arbal Abah, was squared 4x4, but Pachas Masar Begeva, less than a height of 10 Tvachim, Shesh Lov Din Kamas, or has a Lach of a Kamalist. But call it mina avrish or love lamal masar. Now the guy catches from the airspace that's above it, above 10 Tvachim. Mutlahizil Shazram Shazyach, you let it take out that thing that you caught to Shazram Shazyach. They call it Mokam too, because you caught it from an exempt area. So let's say you have this mailbox or whatever that's 4x4, but it's less than 10 Tvachim, or this box. And you catch in the airspace. Okay, that's a Mokam too. You can take whichever one. Let's say you stick a pole on the top of a beam. And through that pole, it becomes higher than 10 Tvachim. Have another Makam Tur, it's also Makam Tur. And put on that pole, which Sharati Nais Ayin Dalad said, and it's not like Rishos Yachad, which that we hold Allah, that if you stick a stick on a pole, on a beam that's high, 10 Tvachim high, that has Allah Rishos Yachad up until the sky, like he said, Sevi Beis, here they're Bang Omeko, because it's a Karmelis. Sipkot Ayin Hei. And regarding the seas and streams, Mimai Mashkin, we measure from the water. It's Lamur Mitzin Shein Moidna Asar Tvachim or Karkos Yom. You don't measure the 10 Tvachim from the ground of the seabed. El Mesfasa Mayim El Mal, rather from the edge of the water and above. Sivkat Ayin Vav. So if you take from the surface of the water up until 10 Tvachim in the airspace, have a caramelist, it's a caramelist. Vassal Talton Shamar Bamas, and you now carry over there 4 amas. So you now take out from there to a private domain and to a public domain. Sivkat Ayin Zayin. And lamala masar b'chul, but if it's above 10 Tvachim in the airspace, it's a makam tur. It's what it means to say, Hashem ritzel tot lamayim. So if someone wants to move the water, shenot lamal panei amayim, that he took from the surface of the water, lelicha arba amas ba'ava lamala masar, and to transport it 4 amas in the airspace above 10 Tvachim, that's what that permitted, arei emach makam tur, because you're transporting in the exempt area. Sivkot ayin chas. Rama said, a pit, ha'oimid b'kamalas, that's in the kamalas, because the ilohay ayin b'shuzram, it would be in the public domain, ha'yin nechshem makam tur. It'd be considered as a makam tur kishim barabalabah when it doesn't have 4x4. Ukvah gamel, like we'll see later on the severe test. But this, that the pits in the caramelis, if even if 100 amas deep, it's going to be considered as a caramelis. So it's lemon what it is like this. It's also less than the width of 4x4. But the reason is, that's why it has this stringency, because it's secondary, it's nullified to the caramelis that it's in. Like we'll see later on, in the Ramah, in the first opinion, which is Shartin Ayin Hay says, this all regarding depth, but regarding height, for example, let's say you have a beam that's less than 10 vachim, and a width of 4x4 that's in the caramelis. Even according to the first pin that we'll see later on in the Ramah, it also doesn't capture only a Badota 10 vachim, because it's not applicable but it to say Motza Minas Mina that it found its same type and to be nullified to it, because the caramelis also itself doesn't capture its space only a Badota 10 vachim, and that's what's written in the Sefer, Tesis Shabbos. Says the Mishnah refer, this is what the Kamalon, this that we hold together, the Kamalas, the qualification for Kamalas, Shalei Pachas Mabal, but there shouldn't be less than 4x4. Obviously, it's talking about, according to this opinion of the Ramah, the Hechad Ha'amr, Oymid Bishas Ram, when the beam is standing in Bishas Ram, the Elohai Oymid Kamalas, because it would be in the Kamalas, so for the Pachas Mabal, you're right, even if it's less than 4x4, Gam Ken Shem Kamalas, it could have a name of Kamalas in it, because the Matzah Min Asmin, the Batlabig, because it could say, this we'll see later on in Sif Yates, that you say that, oh, if it finds the same type, then it does become nullified to it. Sif Kan Pei, so it's going to be a Kamalas, Elim Kinder Dachaba Ba Ba, unless it's 4x4, because the other Rosh Hashayach, then it's considered as Rosh Hashayach. And the reason why we said, but If it's not 4x4, and it's even 100 amas deep, like the Ramah said, generally that would be considered as a makom patur. But like as we'll see in Sefer Yates in the Ramah, that's a generally makom patur. But there is no makom patur in the Karmelis, as we'll explain the svara of why that would be. Be halacha and the Maschil Gaga Boiler B'chulu spoke about in Sif Tezayin regarding a roof that sticks out over the walls, so therefore it can't be considered as a Rosh Hashayachid. So Magen from a Simen Shinayin Dalet brings the opinion of the Tosfos, the Dafka, when the roof sticks out beyond the walls, a measurement of Dalet Tvachim. Then you have on that area a name of a Karmelis, Mele, it's us in Tiltal and moving and carrying in the whole roof. Because now it's Nifretz B'Melui, it's breached in its totality to a prohibited place, which is the extension of the roof, which has a significant area of being called a Karmelis. But less than Dalet Tvachim would be permitted on the extension and for sure on the whole roof. And it brings up that that's also the opinion of the Rosh, and the truth in the Rosh does not sound like that, and the Bismayer and the Nesiv Chaim already contest already what he was saying. Now, the Dirshu 50 brings that the Pashtus, it sounds like from the Magen Avraham, that the words of Tais and Erev not Peites, which are the source of his words, are in a situation that the roof is sticking out on all sides, or at least two of the sides. And even so, the issue is only because the roof is breached in part that sticks out, that's a width of 4 tefachim. So the Achrayim wonder on his words, as brought in the continuation of the words of Bi'alacha, why did Tosfos have to write that the reason why it's forbidden is because the roof is breached to the protrusion that's a prohibited area, but since the roof that sticks out, you don't say by the Mechitza Bayis, good Asik, if that's the case, the roof itself that has no Mechitza, and Asir on its own, also if the part that sticks out is not Dal tefachim. And that's why we continue here with the Bi'alacha. He says, but from the Simas Apostle, it sounds like that even if the roof sticks a little bit beyond the walls, the whole roof is forbidden to carry because since above on the roof there's no recognizable mechitzas, so it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's the Prima Gadol. However, he says in Mishnah Berurah, he said, I brought the opinion of the Bona Goyim, Eli Rabbah, that permit in all situations. If that's the case, Hakaponim, when the blita and the extension is not a width of 4 tefachim, for sure there's what to align to be lenient by care. Which we go back to the Dirshu, the Shulchan Aruch Rab answers that since the house that's beneath it is Rosh Hashayach, and Rosh Hashayach goes up till the sky, so therefore the roof is considered as Rosh Hashayach, even out walls. However, that's only regarding considering the roof separated from Rosh Hashayach, which regarding this, you say, oh, it's effective this, that the roof is a continuation of the house, where it's separate from Rosh Hashayach, but regarding that the roof should not be breached to the part that sticks out, that doesn't help this, that the house beneath it is Rosh Hashayach, because you don't have the Rosh Hashayach that's beneath it functioning as a separation between the Rosh Hashayach that's on the roof to the extension that's not Rosh Hashayach. And therefore, if in the part that sticks out is Dalet Tvachim, the roof is going to be forbidden. And some of this is written in Marshom and says Ervin. The Chai Adam explains that the halacha that you need to have mechitzas and nekaras is only Mujabban. And required this only regarding fencing in a roof from the domain that's near it. But regarding to fencing it in from the Rishus Haram that's beneath it, that you don't need to have mechitz nekaras. Rather, it's enough with the mechitzes that are beneath the protrusion which fence in and separate the roof from Rishus Haram. Now, it is possible that there's enough community between the two interpretations regarding a city that's sitting on the cliff where the walls are a height of 10 tefachim and the roof of the cliff sticks out into the direction of the valley that you don't have with the extension of 4x4 tefachim. According to the Chai Adam, it's permitted to carry in the city that's on the cliff because since what sticks out is not forbidden because not dal tfachim, and on the cliff is permitted to carry because the mechitzah is of the surface of the cliff, even though it's not recognizable. But according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's a situation Magen Rambam would agree that the whole roof is forbidden because since you don't have recognizable walls, because you don't have over here a Rishus HaYochad that's beneath it, to say the Rishus HaYochad is alergia. Now, Malacha is brought from the words of Be'alacha that is makeled by a blita that's less than Dal Tvachim, only be tzivah of the Pindadil Nagoyin, the Paskins, that you don't have a Karmelis above 10 Tvachim. That's the case. You cannot learn out from this to be lenient regarding a city that's sitting on the cliff that the roof sticks out, because there it's not possible to combine that Tzvar. The Adafraim is Me'ash of the words of Magen Avraham. There's talking about by a roof that's breached only on the fourth side, as we're going to talk about in the next comment. Edition number 51. Be'alacha brought that some say, no, even if the roof sticks out just a little bit, it's problematic. And that's also an opinion of Tosfos Shabbos and the Beis Meir, and the Chaznish says in a way that the roof sticks out a little bit, you can't say Gorasik. You can't say that you see the walls going up, and therefore the roof is not considered. Rosh Hashayachid, and therefore they disagree on the Magen Avraham, and they explain that even if the roof does not stick out for Tfachim, this extension, the roof is considered a Karmelis. Chaznish is not sure if the blita that's not with a for Tfachim is that drawn after the Rishus, as we'll see later on. Now, this old dafka, if the roof sticks out, I'll upon them from two sides. But if the roof sticks out only from one side, and the width of that sticks out is not for Tvachim, today's Shabbos writes that the blita is considered as a mokum tur, and the rest of the roof that has mechitzas on three sides is considered a Rishus Yoch, and you're allowed to carry in it because it's only breached to a mokum tur, according to the Eben Ezer and Ervin, and the Adafraim, and Shinayin Tal, in that situation, also the blita is actually like Rishus Yoch because it's considered a Chay Rishus Yoch. This is number 52. So we said that the whole roof you would not be able to carry because you can't say good asik, because even if it sticks out a little bit, Chaznish writes that if the blita is not a width more than a half a tefach, for sure that the roof is not considered a kamlis. And from a half a tefach to four tefachim, he says that you have to be in doubt if the roof has a locha like a kamlis or like a rishus hayachid. We said that if there's an open window from the house, then it's like Rosh Hashayachid. So in the Rosh, it's brought that when the window, it contains an area of 4x4, and that's how it's written in Shulchan Aruch and Simit Shinayin Dal. The Maschal Chur Karmelis are not like a Karmelis, the crevice of Karmelis are not like a Karmelis. And even according to what the Haggah, the Rambam Paskins in Sefer Yitres, that there is no welcome tour in the Karmelis, the case when they spoke about regarding the Burr, because Matzim in this meaning, it finds the same type in its bolted to it and becomes part of it. You could differentiate that over there, the Mokum Tur is in the middle of the Karmelis, and the Karmelis surrounds in all sides, which is not the case over here, and therefore a Chayr Karmelis will not be like a Karmelis. And that's what Shulchan Aruch Rav writes. The tradition 53 brings to answer the question of the B'alocha, the Chaznish writes that the word Shulchan Aruch, the Chayr Karmelis, the crevice of Karmelis, not like a Karmelis, rather than Mokum Tur, is said in a way that you don't have in the width of the crevice that turns towards the Karmelis an Eridal Tzvachim. The words are more later on, so if you test, it brings the opinion that you don't have Mokum Tur in the Karmelis, that was said in a way that the Mokum Tur is over to a Karmelis in the width of 4 Tzvachim. It's just that you don't have the length of 4 Tzvachim, and therefore it doesn't have a shear of a Rishus of Dal Tzvachim to be considered its own Rishus. In such a situation, we say, Mutzim and Asmina and the Karmelis combines the Mokum Tur to supplement its measurement. However, elsewhere, Chaznish writes that according to this opinion that Ramah brings that you don't have a Mokum Tur in the Karmelis, even if the Mokum Tur is not open at all to a Karmelis, and so too when you don't have a width of the opening of 4 Tzvachim, and his words are brought in the coming comment, Shana Alachas answers that you could differentiate between a crevice that's surrounded with walls from all sides, and therefore the Karmelis does not combine to complete the measurement, only if it was open to it in the width of 4 Tzvachim, between other other Mokum Tur, that even if it doesn't open up at all to the Karmelis, it has a halacha like a Mokum Tur. Tradition number 48. This Svara, that since the roof is above 10 Tvachim, it's not a Karmelis, we find two different wordings in the words of Rishayim. Number one, that since the roof is above 10 Tvachim, it can't be a Karmelis. Lashon Tyson, Erevin of Pitesima Beis, the Mas Machitzes. Number two, that since the roof is breached to Rosh Hashanah above 10 Tfachim, and there it's not Rosh Hashanah, rather Makam Tur, if that's the case, the roof that's breached is to Makam Hamutr. That's Lashon Tais Rabbi in the Peretz, over the Tzad of Tzadim and Aleph. Issue 54. The reason of this opinion, because when the Makam Tur is in the Karmelis, we say Mutzim in this Mina Bener, it finds its own type and it reawakens it, and it combines to the Karmelis that's around it. Ramon later on brings a second opinion, that there is a Mokum Tur in the Karmelis, and the Mokum Tur does not combine to the Karmelis. Chaznish writes They also, according to this opinion, that it's davka if the makom tur is surrounded with mechitzas, or it's breached to a karmelis, in the way that you don't have in the width of the breached four tefachim, because the mechitzas prevent it from being considered as part of the karmelis, which the first opinion holds that also in such a situation, you don't have makom tur in the karmelis, because the mechitzas, that surrounded area that's less than four tefachim, are not considered as mechitzas, and it does not have the power to hold back from combining to a karmelis, and we say mutzim in this minute. But if the makom tur is breached to a karmelis in the way that you have in the width of the breach four tefachim, it's just that the area is not a length of dal tefachim, and therefore it does not have a shear to be considered as its own independent shear, then it does combine to the karmelis according to all sheets, because since in such a situation, the mechitzas don't hold back from combining to a karmelis near it. Now, all this is davka when the makom tur is not a height of three tefachim from the ground of the karmelis. But if it had a height of three tefachim, as Nish writes, then according to the second opinion, it does not combine to a karmelis as near it, even if it's open to the side of a karmelis that has a width of four tefachim.